what's this?
Are there other kind of bushes like that?
What's this thing we got out here? This honeysuckle bush. Okay.
Do they ever call them anything besides bushes?
Shrubbery.
Yeah, call it that. Sometime.
Shrubbery, yeah.
Okay. What kind of I noticed coming up through disappointment that they had a lot of cactus. What are there different kinds?
There is different kinds, but they got what they call it. There's that flat kind. I don't know the name of it, and then there's that round kind. We've got two kinds here.
Okay. And are there different kinds of weeds that grow?
Oh yeah,
tons.
Tons of them. Lots
are there,
of.
What are the most plentiful ones? Ones you have to deal with the most.
We have the trouble that mustard. There's two kinds of it. We got the mustard. We got the Russian thistle. We got the what we call the hogweed and the redweed. We call. And what else? Mustard's the worst. Sunflowers.
Okay. Are there any kind of creeping bushes or vines that we haven't talked about that might grow in this area? I know you mentioned honeysuckle.
Huh. Bindweed. Yeah, the noxious weeds, that's a bindweed. And then we have that Canadian thistle, that's a noxious weed. It spreads by root just like bindweed. It's pretty hard to fight.
Yeah.
And then we have a musk thistle that grows that cattle won't eat.
Mm.
So that's considered in the noxious weed deal.
Do you want to take a short break? We're not too far from being finished. Do you want to take a short break though and
stretch
your legs?
If you want to, it don't matter to me.
Okay. I just didn't want to. Thought if it might help if you want to get up and walk around for a second, that's fine. We can stop. Or we can keep
that's
going.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering about local streams, local bodies of water, either moving or so. What are some of them nearby, local streams or rivers?
Well, the river is the Dolores River, and they have a dam on it now, and they just let, 20 CFI go down the road now, down the river. And everything here, the natural streams are all dry, and if there was normal amount of rainfall, they would have some pockets of water in them. But the main one here is the Dolores River, and there's they catch water in the lake, which they, use for irrigation. But that's the only main stream that's close here.
Is there a difference between a river and a stream, and a smaller bodies of water?
Well, right. Where a river, it's pretty much has water all winter, all year round in it. Where a stream mm-hmm. doesn't have a stream bed, it just probably from, depends on your watershed. Mm-hmm.
And is there something smaller than a stream?
Well, there would be. I call it a creek or something when it rains. If it rains hard, that's the only time it has water in it.
Okay.
And half an hour after the rain's over, it's dry too.
Okay. So that would be a creek would be something that just had water in it after it rained.
Right.
Okay.
Would be right.
Okay. What would you call a big open pasture in the prairie, or? A big open pasture, kind of in a prairie area. Wondered if you'd ever heard the word meadow.
Meadows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard of the meadows, but I never heard that called for a pasture in open spot.
Right. What would you call a meadow?
I just call it a pasture land.
Okay. Where are meadows? There are not any around here. That's not.
Well, no, it's up in the mountains. They call it up above Rico. They call it the meadows up there. And it's just open spots among the spruce and quake even.
Okay. Would that be called, what's a park? I've heard of that word to describe places in the mountains.
Well, they have a park, and I'm going to say is all I could see is just where there's trees and say maybe a good picnic area, that's opened up and with pretty good grass around it. That's all I know.
Okay. And what's a basin?
Well, a basin is just like a big pan. This looks to me like